Let us bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at our fleeting warm weather. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, well, you knew it was coming.
Yeah, that's right. I knew it was coming, but I didn't. Yeah. You know, I was looking ahead at the National Weather Service conversation, and they mentioned a couple of chances of snow for next week, but we'll get to that later on. But yeah, yesterday was a beautiful day. I did get to spend time on my deck. The deck turned out about 2 o'clock in the afternoon just to be wet. Everything was finally gone from it, so it was nice. It was nice to do that. But now in the front of my yard were the big, literally it was about 5 feet high. The big ice has really receded. And there's lots of tree branches down in my yard that were covered by the snow.
Snow, yeah.
But I didn't clean them up because I'm too lazy.
Well, we still have some snow on the front lawn, believe it or not.
I got some snow still around, yeah.
Yeah, with all that beautiful mild weather. And today will still be mild, but give it time to clear up, and it will become sunny, and it will be breezy. 60 to 65. And then tonight, another front goes by, so clear, brisk, upper 20s. As a matter of fact, I think the National Weather Service put out a wind advisory tonight into Saturday.
Yeah, I was just looking at the wind advisory, and I guess they're calling for possible gusts up to 45 miles an hour and sustained winds anywhere from 15 to 25 miles an hour.
Right. They put that out, I guess, after our forecast. But yeah. And it will be a sunny, windy, a chilly wind Saturday, mid-40s. Your Sunday is sunny in the mid-40s and still windy. Sunny and cold on Monday in the middle 30s. There is one low that's going to go just to the south of us on Tuesday. And that could bring a little snow or a wintry mix changing over to rain. And out it goes. And then another one comes in for the end of the week next week, St. Joseph's on the 19th, and that could bring some snow as well. So I didn't really zoom in on it because it's so so long away. It is the month of March, and
sometimes
these computers, you know, they'll show blue, meaning, you know, it's cold enough for snow, but when it comes right down to how much is going to be on the ground, that is one of the things that you're just going to have to wait, because you know as well as I do, it all depends on what the weather is the day before, the night before, etc., and how cold the grounds are.
Yeah, you know, March and April are the type of months where when golf courses open up, like here, if the weather's okay around April 1st, April 2nd, you could actually show up at a golf course and be early afternoon and it's like 60 degrees, and all of a sudden a front will go through and there'll be like a snow burst that comes through when a cold front comes through. That's the type of weather these 2 months are.
Yeah, and it's rough forecasting, and I have to admit, if I'm ever going to be surprised, or as they say, bomb out, it's either in the month of March or April. Yeah. That's usually where I wind up, blowing a forecast, either partially or big time. So I'll keep watching, but I'm not going to get paranoid, that's for sure.
No, so we're not going to have any precipitation this weekend, just beginning after 5 o'clock tonight and into Saturday. It'll be pretty windy and cold, that's all. I mean, not cold, but I mean the wind will make it feel even colder.
It will make it feel colder, but otherwise it, it's not going to be bitter in any way, shape, or form. So, that's it. So it's a very, very quiet weekend. I have to get the mailbox back up today, the one that the plows literally almost cut in half during February. So I have all the supplies. The mailbox is intact. What happened is there's a 4x4 that goes underneath it, the post to hold it up, and it slips over the thing. When they hit it, it broke off near the ground. It broke the 4x4. So I had to get the 4x4 out of the post of the mailbox. I'm not doing anything with the post that's in the ground because I bought a special device that will mount right next to it. So I'm going to do that today. there is a yard sale nearby tomorrow. I'm going to go to the yard sale because I have nothing better to do. And then tomorrow night is my night to have my friends over. So you can't please everybody, folks. There are a lot of people giving this up for Lent, that for Lent, this diet, that diet. Well, I can't please everybody, so I'm just going to make a stuffed turkey.
There you go.
And most people like it. You know, I'll have the stuffing, I'll have potatoes, I'll have a vegetable, I'll have a salad. That's it. Eat to your heart's content. I mean, it's only six people all together.
But you see, if you have stuffed turkey and you have vegetables and mashed potatoes and you serve a salad with it, for people that are, let's say, are vegetarian, you're providing plenty of food for them to eat without eating the turkey.
Exactly.
You know what I did yesterday?
Yeah.
I made from scratch tacos and tamales with real. I made my own corn tortillas. I've had my own masa to make the tamales, they came out absolutely great. I had two small tacos and a tamale for dinner, and this morning I got up, and I had even made myself an extra. I made myself an egg, onion, and tomato with a little bit of sriracha sauce taco for breakfast.
Oh.
And they came out unbelievably well. Unbelievably well.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, they sound delicious.
Well, I'm getting pretty good at it now, finally, after all these years. But I like making my own tacos because the corn tortilla comes to about 90 calories. And then you only put a spoonful of stuff inside of it. They don't hold much. And then you put lettuce and some cheese, a spoonful of cheese. So the whole taco comes in calorie-wise at under 200 calories. So you can have two tacos, 200 calories apiece, and a tamale comes in at about 250. So all of a sudden you're looking at 500 calories for dinner, or 600. That's nothing. And it fills you up.
That is absolutely nothing.
And it fills you up.
Yeah, absolutely nothing. I whenever I need to go on a diet, I go on my diet, crack the fat loss code. Always works well. You know, and I mind my business with other people, but I have two friends who started the diet on Lent, absolutely zero carbs. And they're wondering why, since the beginning of Lent, they only lost 6 pounds and it's leveled there. Because you cannot just cut out carbs like that. You just can't. You know, the body needs carbs and you have to have carbs. And you have to regulate the carbs and the fat and the whole bit, and the sugar and the intake. But far from me to say anything, not saying a word.
I'll tell you what, during this pandemic now, because I've been on this eating pattern for over a year now, I figured out your body's like a checking account. You can have carbs, you can have some fat, you can have protein.
That's right.
And then you just got to arrange the amounts. It's like having a checking account. You can put a $100 bill in, a $50, a $25, or you can take out a $25, $50, or $100. And if you treat it that way and you keep your caloric content, it's basically, if you're a man, it's 11 calories a pound to maintain your weight. 11 calories a pound. So you can figure out how you can maintain your weight like that. But the good news, I found out yesterday that two of my favorite shows on Netflix are coming back. The Kominsky Method is going to wrap up with season number 3, so they're going to bring that whole thing to a close. And the other show that is on Netflix that I really liked is The Umbrella Academy.
Oh, yes.
And that's coming back. That's coming back for another season. So I was glad to see those two are coming back, and I'm glad to see they're wrapping up The Kominsky Method with a final season as well. So.
That's really great, and I did watch real quickly. I watched the president's address last night, and I thought he did an admirable job.
He did a great job. He's very calming. Whether you agree with what he says or not, he's very calming.
Yeah, it's nice to have somebody like that that just seems compassionate.
He's compassionate. And he's calm, and it's a whole different approach.
Yeah, it really is, and May 1st to open it up to everybody. That certainly does look. I mean, it's something to look forward to.
Yeah, it is. It's like you've been driving your whole life for the last 4 years. It's like you've been driving a car that's got no muffler, and now all of a sudden you got your muffler fixed. And it's nice. That's what it's like. That's what it's like. All right, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend. Get that post in.
Yeah, I will. Thank you very much. You have the same. Be safe, everybody. I'll see you Monday.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast, movie reviews, and talks about the president.